that was Plum, and Lord, I'm ready now. You know, that was written at a time when she had gone through such a difficult trial in her life, and her marriage had fallen apart, and she was pretty much broken and at the end of herself, and it's like, okay, God, I'm ready now. I give it all to you. You know, that is a place that God wants us to be when we are ready to do things His way and in His time. Coming up on October 1st, we have the Praise Network Women's Conference in Sparta. Love for you ladies to join us. And on the phone with me right now, we have Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. And I love that I'm able to come and visit and encourage women in your area. And I'm looking forward to just sharing the goodness of God in everyday life and everyday matters.
Well, I love that. Now, we air your Everyday Matters radio program here on the Praise Network. And I love because it is so real. I mean, this is like real life where the rubber meets the road type stuff. And I also love that you are our neighbor over in Minnesota. So we are
That's so excited
to have you come over. Tell us just a little bit about Everyday Matters, if you will. How did that radio program get going? And what's your focus? What do you hope to accomplish with it?
Well, I think it's really so wonderful how God uses us and He makes us and He has purpose for us. And I was a theater major, speech communications, and my dream was Broadway. And He has used what He has given me in a way that I never imagined. I didn't wake up thinking, oh, I want to be on the radio. I want to write. And I live in International Falls, Minnesota, which is a population town of about 7,000 on the Canadian border. So I'm sitting in my home actually right now doing this interview with you in Minnesota, and I can look across the street to the river, and across the river I can wave over to Canada. Hello.
You're way up there.
Yes, I'm way up there. So I will be traveling south, you know, to visit you all in Sparta, Wisconsin.
There you go. We're going way south.
So way south. So I will, you know, I'll employ my accent of, you know, it's just going to be so much fun. Or that's my Australian. So my southern will be, y'all, I'm so excited to come and see y'all in Wisconsin. And I live in the icebox of the nation, but we're going to all have a good time. So, kind of with that fun of using an accent is the theater background. And so when I was offered an opportunity in our local Christian radio station to have a feature, I kind of dismissed it at first. But how it came about was every day I had been gathering a little of what God had for me from His Word, the Bible, and then looking of how I could apply what He was sharing with me in His Word. How could I apply that into an everyday circumstance that was difficult, or an everyday person that was difficult, or an everyday me who was being a difficult person to others? You know, I mean, you have to look at myself. And I had this opportunity then to share pages of my journal basically on the radio, and it just went amazingly well. God blessed it, and I became heard on other stations in Minnesota and in Dallas and Georgia. And you'll find this super funny because I get a call from a station manager and asking if they could air the feature in Norway.
Oh, wow.
So, I know, right?
Norway.
I know. And so I'm thinking, I actually lived in Sweden for a year, for 1 year of my college year. And so the act of the, you know, like you can just kind of imagine the Scandinavian, and then me just coming on, hi, this is Debbie Griffiths with Everyday Matters in my total American voice. So it's just an amazing way of how God uses us everyday people to minister love and connection with others where they're at. And I love that you noticed the realness and the rawness of sharing my heart. And I'm an everyday person that is here and doing a lot of stuff in my pajamas and having 4 sons and a husband and what that's like. And it just, we all need to encourage one another to do the best with what we've been given and to love others, love God and love others and do stuff. I mean, that just sums it up.
Yeah, you know, and the deal is, so God is always moving and working and trying to get our attention and trying to minister to us and trying to minister through us. But so often we miss it because we are so busy or so distracted or focused on other things. And to bring that to light, you know, this is what God is showing me and this is how it applies to my everyday life. And that is some of what you'll be sharing at the Women's Conference on October 1st. Tell us your heart for women and what you hope to share with them at the conference.
Well, really, so much of what, and as you were sharing the story of Plum and the Lord, I'm ready now, I think so much of the time we're waiting to get somewhere or have expectations of how we should be or others in our life should be before we're ready to do, step out and help and minister to others or offer something, because we're always waiting to be, maybe we should be more like that person or do more of this, and I should, and I should that. And to stop and say, Lord, I'm ready now for you to use me in my brokenness, in the pain that I might have right now experiencing. Lord, I'm ready now for you to use me. And when we stop focusing on our problems and we step out and say, Lord, I'm ready, he will use us. And he uses us so beautifully, because most people aren't going to connect to you when you think you have it all together and you're all that in a bag of chips. They connect to you sharing honestly and transparently your heart and where you may be struggling. And that's an encouragement to them to know they're not alone, which really follows a verse that I love in 2 Corinthians 1:4, which says, with the comfort that God has given me in my issues, in my struggles, I've been given that comfort. And with that comfort, I too then can go and comfort others with the comfort he has given me. And so my hope is that we have so much fun. I will do theatrical things. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. We will have fun, but we will also come away encouraged by one another and hearing a message of hope. You're not alone, and there's purpose right now for where you're at. When you're ready to let go, God is right there loving you as you are and not as you should be.
So it's like you're not this perfect woman who has arrived and has it all together, who's going to come and bestow your wealth of knowledge and experience on us and tell us how to do it right.
No, I mean, honestly, I do enjoy, I always call the outfits I wear costumes. I'm like, okay, what costumes will I wear? What costume will I wear for the women's conference from Praise Network on October 1st? What costume? And to me, that means what fun outfit. But I end up sharing that because, you know, sometimes you can look at someone and think, oh, well, she thinks she's this, or look at her clothes, or look at the way she looks. And I am thinking, no, I do most of my writing. I've gone to the radio station recording my feature in my pajamas. I'm an everyday girl like you. I have struggles. I have not arrived, but I'm learning what it means to let go and let God and the beauty of who I am as an individual. And I want to encourage you to be the beautiful individual God's created you to be, so we stop comparison. Because you may have heard before from Eleanor Roosevelt, is actually who said the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy. Mm. And I like to say then that compassion is the release of joy. When we stop focusing on comparing what we should be or like that other person, or why don't we have her body shape or her, you know, a good husband like she does, or financial situation is better. Stop comparing and reach out in compassion with what you can offer and be a blessing. And you then become even more blessed than you could imagine because you're giving of yourself and being transparent and vulnerable.
Well, Debbie, let's talk more about this. You know, I think so many of us grow up with fairy tale images of what life should be. And we want to get to that point before we can do anything for the Lord or before we can minister to other people or allow God to minister to us. It doesn't work that way. Let's talk more when we come back right after this.